Hello.
Yes, hi, Tamika. It's Naftali.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just checking in. Any updates about the 5 years of statements on PSCU?
I told you I wasn't paying all that money for them statements. You said you was going to find another way to get them. I told you I wasn't paying all that money for them statements. We already had the discussion.
You told me you will call in to get a new, to create an online account that day?
No, I did not. How can I create an online account, brother? I don't have no computer to create an online account. I would never told you no stuff like that. That's a story.
But the question is how we can move forward. So, you know what? Let me just, I'll send you a hardship letter. I'll send you a hardship letter where you can... On the hardship letter, I'll write that you're not able to get the 5 years of statements, and you sent me in the Social Security award letter where it states how much you get every month from Social Security.
Yes, I did. I sent that already to you.
Okay, I'll look for that in my emails. So we'll send in this one and the hardship letter. Hopefully the county will accept the hardship letter and not ask for the 5 years of statements.
Okay.
And I'll send you the hardship letter. I'll send to your email the hardship letter. Just have it signed and send it back to me. And let's send it into the county. And I'm afraid that you also have to be, you have to fill out a PA-600 file. Application because since it's been you had the last assessment November 19th. That means that the application to the county is over 60 days old, so they would need another application. So just the application, we'll see that if the county requests that. Okay. I'll send you the hardship letter and I'll look for the Social Security award letter. Okay, just look out to your email. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.